Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller to Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we have George Pennell and Chester Ridout stories. A contract with Great Northern Railroad brought George and Elizabeth Pennell to Chelan from Minnesota in 1902. The contract was to supply ties for the railroad track being laid. George had arranged to cut the lumber in the village of Holden. He traveled by train to Wenatchee, loaded all their supplies on a riverboat, and then took them up the Columbia River to Chelan Falls Landing. From there, they rode in a stagecoach up a narrow, winding road to Chelan. Elizabeth refused to ride and walked the 5 miles carrying the baby. On the last leg of their journey, they had to walk to the village of Holden, 12 miles up the mountain. They pulled their supplies to the village on a sled. Baby George fell off the sled and sank in the soft snow. Elizabeth, whose first language was Bohemian, said, "We thought we had lost him." George cut the timber, trimmed it to size, and pulled it by sled to the Lucerne boat landing. George operated sawmills around the Chelan area. He owned the Lake Chelan box factory that was located next to Norm Higgins' planing mill. The planing mill was just south of the Chelan Bridge. He had a sawmill on Joe Creek until it burned when forest fires came through in 1917. They moved the sawmill up into the Antoine Valley north of Chelan and worked there until the available timber supply was exhausted. Pennell moved the mill down beside the box factory. George died at the age of 100 in Spokane, Washington in 1967. Chester Ridout was born in Wisconsin in 1870. At an early age, he displayed ability in writing for popular periodicals. After his arrival in Chelan, he continued writing and sent articles regularly to magazines dealing with outdoor life. He sold real estate and insurance. Chester came here in 1901. Clara had come the year before to take a teaching job. They were married on November 9 and started building a house in South Chelan. It cost about $8,500. Chester was an expert photographer. He spent vacations in exploring the remote places in the mountains and brought back wonderful pictures of areas few people have seen. He died at the age of 54, and this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.